Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. Tweets at Nick Allen. Our old friend Houston Alexander is going to stop in later on this morning. MMA fighter. Used to be an MMA fighter. I think he might be retired. I'll have to find out about that. But he does a lot of great work for the community, and he's also a funny dude. He does the best white guy voice I've ever heard coming out of a non-white guy.
Yeah. Rivals Richard Pryor.
Yeah. I think Richard Pryor was just phoning it up too much. I think he's better than Richard Pryor.
He may be.
Yeah, I mean.
Richard Pryor did a good walk like a white guy, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like that song, Walk Like a White Guy.
Talk like a white guy.
And Craig Evans in the house. We lost Carol Channing, by the way, and 383 people had her on the Deadpool as of yesterday morning, and now we're going through the list. Could be here for a while.
I tried calling my dad last night. He didn't answer. I hope he's okay.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's in mourning.
A gay icon. That's right.
I forgot. What did we say about that one?
If you have to ask.
No.
Maybe just don't.
I think we decided against that.
I think I said it was okay.
We can't even agree on that.
If there's a division, let's not.
I like it. No, it's fine. Really? Yeah, I think it's fine.
And then you say it.
I don't know how to say it.
$50
$50 a butthole. There you go.
That's
no big deal.
Oh, that's why you wanted him to say it.
Well, that I didn't. I just wasn't sure, and my name's not on the door.
Sure, I think that's just cattle trading lingo.
Okay.
I think Todd's right about that.
Yeah.
Boys, they say that on the farm.
No farm.
That's $50 a butthole.
No,
looking
farm,
at?
No cows.
I'm looking over a whole $50 a butthole. I'll give you all those.
Yeah, back in my hometown when I used to fill in on vacation, we would broadcast the livestock auction every Thursday morning, and I heard the phrase $50 a butthole all the time.
Push grew up hearing that.
Yeah. I didn't.
Back in that day, $50 a butthole was good.
That's a good.
That was good money.
Yeah.
Now it's a steal.
Right. It fluctuates now.
Yeah, you ain't going to get much for $50 a butthole at the cattle auction.
Six-fisted Breach Baby is one of the Deadpool players that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing.
What I love about the Deadpool names is Craig will say, I don't know if I can say that, and then we'll go into something that sounds just as horrible. Six-fisted Breach Baby, I can say that.
Isn't Kim Kardashian going to have another six-fisted
Breach
Baby?
No.
Yes and no.
She's a...
Surrogate.
She's a surrogate.
It's a different surrogate than the last surrogate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the six fists will not go to Kim Kardashian.
No, correct.
No. They'll go somewhere else.
Right. Last time, it was a couple babies ago when there was the
couple
six.
Of babies.
Yeah. Has she ever actually given birth to one of her own children?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Oh, she has. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks for that kid going from like a womb of like maybe a sane person.
Yeah.
Hey, they were going to drop you off with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West for the rest of your life.
You're right. I don't care what kind of money they have. Those kids are messed up.
Yeah.
They'll be loaded, but they'll be messed up.
9-beer lunch date gets a hit with Carol Channing, as does.
Say it.
God.
We should be quiet then? Was that what you're afraid to say?
No, it's not one of those. It's just a horrible abortion hole pygmy. I can't say that one. Something about accidental dog stuff.
Got it.
Aiken for Bacon gets a hit. Adam should have had him gets a hit. Alexa, enable Z92, gets a hit. Alexa, get... Ooh, can't say that one. Something that I would want from Alexa.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, can't say that. Ambidextrous masturbator gets a hit. Amish oil change.
Google that, by the way.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
No, that'll work.
You got to.
I don't know how to say that word. I'm going to let it go. Anita Goodlay gets a hit. Another crazy down gets a hit. Anthony Weiner's selfie stick.
Oh, that's slimy.
The Weiner ain't going away.
Apologizer to the Jews gets a hit.
That's this dude here.
I apologize to the Jews.
And Aretha's open garage door. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, think about it.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, it's definitely dirty.
Yeah.
If you're sick.
Was on this date in 1996, Jimmy Buffett, U2's Bono, Island Records executive Chris Blackwell were flying out of Jamaica, Montego Bay specifically, when authorities began firing at the aircraft.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Authorities had been told the plane belonged to a drug trafficker. No one was hurt in the incident.
I sure got a great song out of it. What year was that?
96.
Man, I do remember that.
I'm aware of someone who claims that they saw the whole thing happen.
Oh, I think I remember telling that story before.
You know? Yeah.
I don't recall a song about that.
No.
We're not into the, I'm not deep into the Buffett catalog.
There might be. From what I understand,
yeah.
there is one.
I think there might be. Yeah.
From, I don't know if it's U2 or Buffett or whatnot.
I'll click on the Buffett channel today and jam about it.
Yeah, the story I was told, and the guy may or may not have known exactly what was going on, the story I was told was that they actually were drug traffickers, and then they just, you know, then it turned out to be them, and it's like, oh, okay, then we're not going to call you guys drug traffickers.
So you think Bubba was flying out with weed at the time?
I don't know what kind of drug it was.
Got it.
At least some in his pocket.
Yeah, he was a pothead.
But yeah, this person that told me the story
quit recently.
Said they saw the plane come in, pick up stuff, and take off.
Then he had to write a happy-go-lucky sea shanty about a plane getting shot at.
But like I said, that could be wrong. That could be bad information.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense that Jimmy Buffett would take chances like that.
See, I didn't think so as well.
Yeah.
But this was a guy who was in that particular scene at that particular place.
I think Jimmy Buffett should be allowed to fly around with weed down there.
I'm pretty sure.
Buffett.
Yeah. Right,
Jimmy That's Buffett. That's the lifestyle.
Would have a mule.
Yeah.
I would think so as well. But, you know, this is the area where Chris Blackwell lived.
Got it.
Chris Blackwell lived in the area.
Oh.
You know, with Island Records?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was 96.
They were all together.
Still had
to
smuggle them,
Who knows? And you're absolutely right. It doesn't make sense necessarily that they wouldn't have someone else do it for them. But that's just the story I heard.
Yeah, I could see Warren Buffett flying that in because, he would hate to write a check to a mule.
Warren Buffett's mule. That's a good
Deadpool name.
Always
trying to save a buck.
Yeah. That's why he's rich. He doesn't pay the mule.
Yeah.
He does the job himself.
Nikki Sixx, you may remember him.
Love Nikki.
He's got a wife, Courtney, and they are expecting their first child together.
That's what happens when you marry young girls and you still keep unsnipped.
Nikki is 60.
Yes, he is.
Courtney is 30-some-odd.
Good for Nikki Sixx.
And he's a Motley Crue 60.
Yes, he is.
You're right. That's like 90 for everybody else.
Yeah.
He still looks like a rock star. She's dig him.
Courtney is 33.
Good for Nikki Sixx.
And she took his last name?
Is she a complete pig? I'm sure she's a hog.
Oh, yeah. Hideous.
Yeah. She's Courtney Sixx.
It's going to be gross.
And she's PD Mac approved.
I guarantee she's. I think I've
this
seen
this would
her.
Be his fifth
wife,
child.
Fifth child,
her first,
of course.
So they're first together.
Guys do that all the time, especially guys with money.
Guys that are rich enough to not have to get up in the middle of the night.
Right.
He's gonna have to film a congratulations video for that kid's graduation pretty quick.
the odds are against him.
He'll be 78 when that kid graduates from high school. You get a hot 30-year-old in bed, you might give him a kid. Craig, that's why you stay unsnipped, just for that future maybe someday when you're 60, some 30-year-old one's going to want your baby.
Well, see, I might disagree with that. I'm not disagreeing with, you know, when I'm 60, some 30-year-old one, you know, might want my baby.
That's going to happen.
Right, absolutely. Why wouldn't someone want the fruit of these looms? But...
Sorry to throw you under the bus here, but I
don't care.
Snipped, you can't knock
looms
up anybody.
Looms or loins?
He said looms.
Looms,
yeah,
said.
Fruit of the looms. Yeah, it's yeah. kind of a little yeah. play.
I liked
play
it.
Or a little play on
it.
Words.
I liked it.
Thank you. And but it would seem though that what a better plan might be
for her
is to for everyone involved is to get snipped. Tell her you're not, and you're trying really hard.
Yeah, that's a better plan. Because you don't have Nikki Sixx money.
No, I don't.
Right, nobody
does. And I'm thinking she won't either.
Yeah, you're not the trophy husband
at
60. When she's 30.
Maybe for I got a 90-year-old Martha Ray.
I got myself a boy toy. He's 60, and I'm 30. I'm going to put him up.
So,
yeah,
you'd have to have money to make that work. So you'd want a nanny?
I just imagine
being woken up all night, 60 years old?
You'll see that story. Of course you can have a nanny. You see that story all the time when it comes to either old movie stars, old rock stars. They've been around. You know, good-looking guys with some cash. They might be past their prime a little bit. But the fact is, they always do this because – and then you hear regular guy go, I'd never do that. Well, first of all, a 30-year-old girl's not going to want you when you're 60.
Yeah.
Because you're not Nikki Sixx.
Right. It's not going to be an issue for
right.
you.
Right. So when you yell at these guys, you have no idea what you do in their situation. You would give the girl a baby. Look at Jagger. Jagger gives girls babies now still. And he's in his late 70s. He was a dad about 7-8 years ago, wasn't he? Yeah.
Less than that.
Yeah.
Ronnie Wood.
Ronnie Wood just had twins a couple years back.
Twins, like just a week before his 69th birthday.
And then you always hear this, well, you're being really selfish. Well, you might be a little bit, but the fact is that kid is not going to be hand to mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
You might not be around his whole life, but nobody's guaranteed anything.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get a fun stepdad.
Right.
And it's Jagger's case. It was... baby that he asked them for.
Yes, he does. Right? Yeah. I didn't want
some women give him children that he never asked him
well,
for.
He died,
some girls.
But not in this instance.
Right. He's too old to be on Facebook. You got to make it official somehow.
Nikki Sixx is going to get abused from his buddies, his fellow dudes. His fellow rock star buddies are calling him, hey, nice job, dude. Good luck waking up.
Well, she says he's already a great dad. She had a kid coming into this thing,
a fairly
young one, yeah. And he takes that kid to school, and, you know, they have a great time. She says he's just a great dad.
Yeah,
anybody who's had a kid knows there's a difference between a 10-year-old and a newborn.
Yes.
Now, Tony Randall.
But once again, you're not.
Fathered a child when he was 75 years old, and I don't think he lasted much longer.
No, he did not. That's too old. 75 is getting pretty up there.
Yeah. And his wife or significant other at the time was like 25.
Yeah.
It was a really.
He had two kids, I believe,
difference.
With that woman. I think he had two before he died with her.
Yeah, he was very old, wasn't
he? Yeah, one born in 97, one born in 98, and then he died in 04.
He's old enough you have a baby just to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Can you check me out while I'm here?
Yeah, so his kids were 6 and 7 when he died.
And how old was he?
Well, he died?
80, maybe. 81?
I think he was
81.
84.
84, okay. Yeah.
So he was in his late 70s.
Well, 60 is not late 70s. I
he was mid-70s.
Right. Yeah.
When
first one was born, right? Yeah. He had grown kids that were like in their 50s.
I'm big, yeah.
I'd be like your dad telling you he knocked up his woman. Sorry to throw you under the bus again. Or like Todd. Say Todd and his dad's new lady have a baby. Now, once again, both these women I'm talking about are not in their bearing ages anymore. I get it. But say they are. Say Todd's dad down there in Phoenix picks up a 35-year-old, gives her a kid.
And gives Todd
and that takes
half,
away some of Todd's
brother.
It takes away some of Todd's inheritance.
Splits the Brandt fortune.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just another way.
You'd be pissed.
Well, puppy wasn't good enough.
I'm going to be fighting him for the 1999 Ford Ranger.
And your sister. Three of you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and all the vintage propane accessories that he has.
Yeah, I think those went in some kind of auction.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
That is too bad.
Yeah, I think those got unloaded before he moved to Arizona.
I hope they're at least at the propane museum somewhere.
Yeah. 46,000 IRS workers are going to have to work without pay during the government shutdown. They're being recalled so they can all get our tax refunds. They're not going to get paid, but they are going to have to work.
Right.
Yeah, nothing you want more than a pissed off IRS agent.
No crap.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know this?
TSA is calling in sick. I don't blame them. They're forcing people back to work to inspect the planes.
Well,
inspect the planes. I heard this coming in. Trump would end the shutdown. And by the way, it's his shutdown. He said it. He would end the shutdown if TSA and air traffic controllers don't show up 2 hours. This country cannot stop aviation. 2 hours, he'd have to bail.
We get to the point they're going to have to stop because they're going to have to. They've got bills to pay.
Right.
To get
the IRS will not be conducting audits during the shutdown, so that's
a file
good
quick.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. File quick, right?
That's good.
Yeah. And I think that sucks more for the people that have to. You're not getting paid, but you have to send checks out to everybody else. I think that would be even more frustrating. Right.
Check into this, puss. I got an email that said Courtney Six is the sister of Tracy Bingham. And we were just discussing Tracy
off
Bingham.
Off the air, yeah.
Off the air the other day.
So she's got to be ugly. Tracy Bingham was just gorgeous as hell.
She was in the studio with Larry the Cable Guy, and he asked a favor of her.
Asked her to poop in a cup.
Yeah, a styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
And she giggled. One of us would have said that. She just slapped us.
She didn't know who he was, though. He wasn't that famous. No. He wasn't famous at all then.
I think he was.
No, he was Funny Bone famous. He was not national. She had no idea who he was.
Okay, I thought he was.
She didn't know, no.
On his way up?
No. I mean, he was a headliner, Funny Bones, but he was not. He was on his way up, but she didn't know who he was. I remember looking at him like, what's going on here? You're so pretty. Why don't you poop in this cup? He did ask her that. Tracy Bingham, she was on Baywatch, wasn't she? For years?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're right.
Gorgeous black
chick. Her maiden name is Bingham.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't find a definitive link between the two.
Okay. Might be her daughter, Tracy Bingham.
I don't want to do that one, I don't think. Gibson releasing a guitar tribute in honor of Chris Cornell. They're unveiling it today. They say that he helped with the design on the guitar. It's got some distinct features. There's a concert tonight featuring a bunch of bands that are going to be honoring Chris Cornell, so it's all part of that.
Comes with a breakaway strap.
So at the... we'll do that one. We'll do this one instead.
Get help, people. Get help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell was great.
Out of Florida, Flagler County, there was an active warrant for a 40-year-old Jesse Pack. Deputies arrived at the home and found a mattress with writing on it placed by the front door. The note on the mattress, written in big letters, said, "I know my warrant is active. I'm not here. I'm finishing a job and turning myself into jail."
Oh, so he's a...
Jesse Pack. Yeah. A woman told deputies the Pack was not home, but they were free to search the house.
Why do you write it on a mattress?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds, up until then, it sounds like a responsible human being, but sounds more trashy writing on a mattress.
Well, it may have been...
Where'd I put that paper? Damn it!
It may have been something that he wrote on that was on top of the mattress,
so
it'd be a really big sign.
Got it.
Is kind of what I'm getting
out
of the deal.
I think he was spray painting the mattress last night.
No.
Which we all do, by the way.
So the girlfriend, said, "Go ahead, search the house." And so deputies found Pack quickly, curled up in the fetal position inside a small wooden dresser with a pillow.
Oh, he's hiding.
Yeah.
Oh,
he had a pack of smokes and a glass pipe with burnt residue with him.
Lips a little burnt.
He told deputies he hid in the dresser when he heard dogs barking, believing he was going to be arrested.
Jesse is what we thought he was, right?
Yes.
He was going to hide. I love the guys when they hide in their house. It's like the cops walk through a house and they go, nah, eh, I looked around. Nobody's here. They find you. They look in attics. They look in floorboards. They find you if they think you're there. Yeah.
What were they chasing down Danny Bonaducci for? That he went and hid under a pile of clothes in his home.
How long ago was this?
In a closet. Oh, it had to be 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm guessing failure to appear.
Yeah. Yeah, you hid in plain sight, Todd, when you were wanted for failure to appear. You hid on the radio.
Yeah, I did.
And they go, where's Todd? Oh, he's live. And they came and got him.
Yeah, he's in the studio right now. And they were nice.
Hiding in plain sight is not good. Yeah.
Oh, they were after him for allegedly beating up a transvestite prostitute.
Oh, that was it.
That's right.
Yeah. That was it.
That's yeah. He hasn't been there before. Yeah. April 91.
Yeah, that's early. A long time ago. He did beat up a
hiding in his closet.
Mm-hmm. And in Phoenix, right?
Yes. Yeah.
My failure to appear, they were kind enough to let me finish the show.
Yeah, and you didn't beat up a tranny either.
No. I just failed
you
to
just
appear.
Your dog got loose because you were a criminal.
No, this was a failure to appear.
I know. For what reason? Dog got loose.
No, it might have been something else. It might have been like an unpaid traffic ticket.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, one of those where I was supposed to go to court, and it was also vacation.
Vacation, you bailed
and
on
I
it.
And I said, I think I'll go to vacation instead of court.
Good call.
Good call. Hiding in plain sight didn't work, though.
No.
He was on the radio.
Never does.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.